news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, you do us a major favor when you submit these online at 194.com, because while we do give you a little bit of common sense advice, so we're trying to help you out, you help us because then we got some material for the show a time or 2 weeks. So thanks for that. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I have a bit of a crush on my coworker. We're both single, so I don't really see the problem other than there's another woman in the office hitting on him pretty hard and blatantly so. Would it be too messy for us both to show interest in the exact same guy when we all work in the same office? Is that dangerous? Do I back off since she's already flirting?
Yeah, I'd back off. She's already doing it. It depends. Is he reciprocating it with her? Does he seem like he's really into it? If he doesn't, then maybe I'd say it's still fair game. But if he's showing any interest in her as well, nah, stay away.
It's probably accurate. That becomes kind of a messy problem if she is interested. Honestly, it's going to be a little awkward even if she isn't, or he isn't interested in her. It's going to be weird. You got kind of a love triangle thing going on in the office there. But if he seems interested in you, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I think you throw out the breadcrumbs, see if he comes following, and give it a go. Love doctors, you're the love gurus. My wife never, ever, ever takes out the trash can. She hasn't for years. She's let the trash fill and fill and fill and sometimes overflow onto the floor. We'll even set second, third, and fourth bags next to it, like some sort of game of Tetris or Jenga, just overflowing. I guess she does a lot of other things around the house, but does that excuse her from ever taking out the trash?
Oh, no, that's gross. I think whoever is putting the, like, whenever it gets to the top, right? Like, there's the max.
You hit the rim.
It's your responsibility. It doesn't matter if she's doing a bunch of other things around the house. It's her responsibility. Whoever gets to that point first, it's gross. Like, if you're stacking it up like that or having, like, other bags sit beside it, gross. No.
Here's the thing, though. Because while I like mostly agree with what you just said, for there to be like several other bags sitting there, that means he's also just leaving it there, and they're playing some sort of game of
garbage chicken.
Because you're like, if you're in the house, you've seen that there's now second, third, and fourth bags sitting there,
right?
Or if it's towered 3 feet past the trash can, which means you're also actively leaving it, which means you're like screwing with each other and both putting it off. So while I do think, you know, if it's full, it's full, sure, but it seems like you're also neglecting it. So I think you're at fault there, too. I also think that, you know, people tend to kind of fall into, like, this is a thing I do, this is a thing you take care of, and like, okay, what thing do you always not do?
Yeah.
And she's like, why does Tim never do this? So I would pick your battles, man, and maybe take out the trash before you get 2-3 bags sitting there.
That is true. I didn't even think about it. He's obviously just letting it happen.
There's some circumstances there that make it kind of hinky for me.
The battle of the who's going to take out the garbage.
It's garbage chicken, man. And finally today, love doctors, y'all the love gurus. I recently hired a handyman to do a few things in my home. I'm a single mom, so it was a huge help to have this guy come over. He was kind of cute, and we ended up going out for dinner and doing some things. When the invoice came in the mail, he had a huge X written across the page and wrote in red marker, paid in full, with a smiley and some hearts drawn on it. I haven't given him a cent, and now I feel super weird. For me, this was just a one-and-done thing, and we probably weren't going to go out again. I just really thought he was cute and wanted to hook up with him. Do I send him money, even though he sent this? Do I accept this gift? Am I obligated to go out with him again? I feel weird now, almost like I traded my body for someone patching some holes in the wall and swapping out some light fixtures, and I hope he doesn't think that's what I was doing. Do I need to clarify that I wasn't trying to get free help in exchange for my body?
I wouldn't clarify that. I think he clearly, it's almost like a rude thing to do. It sounds to me like he's doing it in a way that he thinks that if he says this to you, that you won't contact him again. Like, it's his way of being like, yeah, hey, we should have hooked up. I'm done. I would just ignore the situation, because if you talk to him, it's going to make it awkward. The chance that he probably is saying this to you is because he doesn't want it to go any further than it is.
I think it's the opposite. I think he's trying to see her again. I think he's like, yeah, we're dating now, so why would I charge you? That's what I think.
You think it's just so they have like exchange for, you know?
I think he's going to hit her up again and be like, hey, you want to hang out sometime? Also, do you need any more handiwork done?
Possibly.
Would you accept more help after that, or would you just...
No, don't accept any more help from him. I'd be done.
Would you send money? Would you just pay the bill? Would you send the money back for the bill? Because it's on there. He just X'd it all out.
I would probably pay the bill and then just be done.
I would just pay the bill and move on. Because he said that's all you wanted was the one and done thing.
Yeah, and you can probably, I'm sure it's, you know, send a check or something like that, and then you don't have to converse with them ever again.
You know he will follow up, though, with like, why did you pay this?
Sex is he knows where you live, right? So
That's true.
Stop by anytime.
So also get yourself a Ring doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.